بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu has given insan two very powerful and potent emotions, which if they are displayed and directed correctly, become a means of a person gaining the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the converse, if they are displayed incorrectly and directed to the incorrect avenues, then they become equally destructive and fatal to the deen and the iman of a person. And these are the attributes, the emotions, the qualities of love and hatred. Al-hubbu wal-bughdu. From the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we learn that when these emotions are channeled on the basis of love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then this not only does it become beneficial for a person's deen and iman, but Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam has mentioned this forms the perfection of one's iman. The hadith of Abu Umama al-Bahili radiyallahu anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains, "Man ahabba lillah," that person who displays and has love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He loves others, he loves his wife, his children, his parents, not for some worldly motive or gain, but because Allah has commanded him to love them. So he has genuine and sincere love for them, for the sake of Allah. وَأَبْغَضَ لِلَّهِ. Whatever hatred or enmity he has for anyone is also for the sake of Allah. He does not dislike anyone because of some worldly reason, some worldly harm that that person has caused to him. But his hatred is also for the sake of the deen of Allah. وَأَعْطَى لِلَّهِ. He gives others for the sake of Allah. وَمَنَعَ لِلَّهِ. He withholds for the sake of Allah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, فَقَدِ اسْتَكْمَلَ الْإِيمَانِ. This person has perfected his iman. He has directed these base emotions and attributes for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One person comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He says, O Nabi of Allah, tell me, when is Qiyamah? Because I wish to prepare for it. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam does not respond directly. He does not give him a date or a time, or even any indication as to when to expect Qiyamah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam poses a question back to him. Ma a'adatta laha? What have you done to prepare up to this point? So the person says, O Nabi of Allah, la shay. I have not done much. Illa anni uhibbu Allah wa rasula. But I have this much, I have love for Allah and His Rasul. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam responds to him, Anta ma'a man ahbabta. If this is as you claim and as you say, then you will be with those whom you love. Another hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Al mar'u ma'a man ahabba. That a person on the day of Qiyamah will be with those whom he loved in this world. If his love was directed and channeled for the sake of Allah, and on the back of love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he'll enjoy the company of those people in the hereafter. And if the love and hatred was for the sake of dunya, then not only will it destroy his world, but it will destroy his akhirat also. Of course, this topic, my dear brothers, when it comes to love and hatred, is a very vast and all-encompassing topic. But just two aspects that I want to highlight. One is when it comes to having mutual love for one another. We find this has been greatly emphasized in the ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Not just that we have mutual love for one another, but when a person loves someone for the sake of Allah, that he verbalizes and expresses this. We find Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself would do this. He would say to Mu'adh bin Jabal radiyallahu anhu, Wallahi inni la uhibbuk. O Mu'adh, I take an oath in Allah, I have love for you. Likewise, he would say regarding Hassan radiyallahu anhu, his grandson, Allahumma inni uhibbuhu. O Allah, I have love for Hassan. Fa ahibbahu. O Allah, you also have love for him. Wa ahibba man yuhibbuhu. And you have love for whomsoever he loves. So not only did Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself express this, but he also commanded us that when you love someone for the sake of Allah, inform him that you love him. One sahabi is with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and another person goes by. So he says, O Nabi of Allah, I love that man. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, A'lamtahu? Have you informed him of your love for him? He says, no. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, go and tell him that you love him. So he goes up to him. And in what a beautiful manner he says, Inni uhibbuka fillah. That, oh my brother, I love you for the sake of Allah. That person responds, أَحَبَّكَ الَّذِي أَحْبَبْتَنِي لَهُ. May that being for whom you love me, may he have love for you as well. And this then became a masnoon practice, that when a person loves someone for the sake of Allah, then he informs him so in these words. Whether we learn the Arabic or we say it in English, إِنِّي أُحِبُّكَ فِي اللَّهِ. I love you for the sake of Allah. You have given me some benefit in my deen. I have learned something of my deen from you. Or Allah has commanded me to love you, some family member, some senior person in the family, when it comes to ulama, pious people, I love you for the sake of Allah. And if this has to be said to us, then how do we respond? أَحَبَّكَ الَّذِي أَحْبَبْتَنِي لَهُ. May that being for whom you love me also have love for you. So this is one aspect to the discussion, having mutual love for one another. And the second aspect that I wanted to highlight is when it comes to having love for dunya, love for the world, generally we find this is something which is misunderstood. And we generally view love for dunya to be a negative thing. Like we find in the hadith, حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا رَأْسُ كُلِّ خَطِيئَةً, that one of the root causes of evil, of sin, is having overwhelming love for dunya. But Hazrat Thanwi rahmatullahi alayhi would explain that without love for dunya, the world won't function. The entire industries, import, export, businesses, production, will all cease to exist if nobody loved dunya. If a person did not have a base level of love, then he won't have motivation to wake up and go to work in the morning. The entire world will cease to function. So having love for the dunya in itself is not wrong. But in the Quran we understand that when that love overwhelms the love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now it becomes destructive. قُلْ إِن كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اِقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا. Allah speaks about a few categories. Your love for your parents, your children, your love for your spouses, for your businesses. If the love for these things, أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, overwhelm your love for Allah and His Rasul, then this is destructive for you. So when it comes to having love for dunya, in and of itself, this is not a problem. But a person should not allow this to overwhelm his love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That should remain on the top. That should remain dominant within the heart of a person. As long as this is the case, then his love is being directed and channeled in the correct avenue. How do we relate this to our topic, my dear brothers? We have been discussing the attributes that form the basis of good akhlaq, good character. Ulama have written that this emotion of love was a very strong emotion in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and therefore it is necessary for that person who wants to perfect his character that he directs and channels this emotion correctly. This will also help to form the basis of good akhlaq and character. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.